The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Well, the Barracuda are still looking to identify what they want to be as a team this year. Still early in the year, but another good bounce back. After a tough performance last night, they turn around less than 24 hours later, and they beat the Ontario Reign by a score of 4-2 here this evening after falling 6-1 to the Reign last night. We welcome you back inside the broadcast booth alongside Drew Amenda. I'm Nick Nolenberger. Drew, we documented it leading into yesterday's game, leading into today's game. The Barracuda, they needed to get off to a strong start. They had not scored the first goal of a game yet. They had not carried a lead into the first intermission, and they get both of those tonight. They established themselves early, and they're able to carry it all the way through en route to the win.
Yeah, absolutely. The start was really important. They took care of the puck to start the game. They put the pucks behind the defense. They got a forecheck going. They got to work, and they got some pace to their game, and that carried through for the entire first period. So that was a big key to the game, without a doubt. It seemed to get the guys into a rhythm and a confidence that they lacked yesterday.
So they're able to check that box of scoring the first goal. They check the box of carrying a lead into the intermission. They also scored twice in the first period after scoring just one goal in back-to-back games. So they were able to kind of lift that monkey off their back, get some confidence early in the game. And it was Jack Thompson who was able to find the back of the net first during four-on-four play at 8:07. Thompson would put home his first of the year from Ethan Cardwell and Lucas Carlson, and the Barracuda would take a 1-0 lead. From Gutman, pulled back in Carlson, flutter to the net, loose puck, they score! It sneaks through the five-hole of Copley, and the Barracuda score the first goal of a game this season. And they've got a 1-0 lead here on the first period. Four-on-four play, and Thompson reading the play well, coming down from the point, he ends up sliding one through the five-hole of Copley.
And just before that, John McCarthy had brought everybody over, diagrammed something on the board, on the whiteboard, and the Cuda go out and score. So I'm going to give the coach an assist on that one.
Well, the Barracuda needed that first goal, and they got it. And they would get some first period insurance on the penalty kill. The PK has been a point of contention early in the year. It has really struggled. But the Barracuda get a big, big goal while down a man. And it all started high in the defensive zone as Jimmy Huntington forced a turnover, and Zach Ostapchuk was off to the races on a breakaway, and he would beat Copley on the stick side to give the Barracuda a 2-0 lead. Time of the goal at 15:05 of period number one.
Oh, here you go.
He lost the draw, but it's poked free. Ostapchuk, an uncontested breakaway. Here he comes, shoots, he scores! It's a shorthanded goal for Zach Ostapchuk. And it all started from the play by Jimmy Huntington to poke it free. And Ostapchuk buries his second of the year.
I love goals where defense sets up offense. I just love the fact that checking, shorthanded, pressuring at the right time led to that goal. Huntington, great job. And what a finish by Zach Ostapchuk. He rifled that.
Ostapchuk, second of the season, again comes at 15:05, and the Barracuda would carry a 2-0 lead into the intermission. They outshot the Reign in that first by a count of 7-5. In the second, Ontario would start to establish their game a little bit, and they would get on the board. A great individual effort by Martin Kromiak as he would bust down the right wing side, had a step on Braden Hache, and he would beat goaltender Gabe Carrier, moving from right to left as he slides it through the five hole. And for Kromiak, his goal at 10:23 of that second period is third of the year. Hours. And feathered up the near side boards. Hache pokes it free. Godin's going to work his way up the surface. Give it off for Kromiak. Has a step to the net. He scores. Martin Kromiak busting down the right wing side. And he opens up Carrier moving laterally. And the Ontario Reign are on the board. So that goal for Ontario makes it 2-1. That's an inflection point in the hockey game. Ontario finding momentum, getting within a goal. But in the third, the Barracuda would get some much-needed insurance. On the power play, a little bit of a broken play in front. The puck would find the stick of Quinton Musty. And the Sharks' former number one draft choice would put home his second of the year at 7:34 from Cam Lund and Luca Cagnoni to make it 3-1 San Jose. Musty for Chernyshov. Seam pass Cagnoni. Down low for Colin White. Puck got ramped into the air. Picked back up by Lund. Thrown back for White. Musty, he scores! Musty's got his second of the season, and it's a big insurance goal as the Barracuda take a 3-1 lead. We said it after the goal, Drew. Not much Ontario could do, no. But the Barracuda draw the penalty, and Musty finds the puck on a stick, and he makes no doubt.
And it was just staying with it for both teams. The job by the Ontario Reign doing everything to keep the puck out was really terrific. But the Barracuda got more people around the puck, got people to the middle of the ice, and Quinton Musty just finds that puck in the slot and puts it home.
So the Barracuda would take a 3-1 lead in that third period. Things would get interesting late, though. Ontario going on to the power play after a ill-advised penalty against Igor Chernyshov at the 15:23 mark. And on the following power play, Ontario would pull its goaltender, and Taylor Ward would put home his fifth of the year to make it a 3-2 score. But the Barracuda would bounce right back. Just over a minute later, they would push their lead back to 2 on a brilliant, outstanding individual effort by Philip Biestead. He would carry the puck over the line, and he'd find Regenda charging back door, and he'd put it on his stick, and Regenda would rip it home for his first of the year to give the Barracuda a 4-2 lead. With a loose puck, and Biestead will carry it through neutral. Biestead over the line, gives off far side, they score! Pavel Regenda, he's got his first of the year. What a play by Biestead! Big, big goal. Even before the goal, the Barracuda, no wavering in their game, despite only being up by one. They come right back, and they push the lead to 2, and that's really all she wrote, a dagger in the side of the ring.
Yeah, a huge goal. And we were talking about Biestead in the break. I was wanting more from him. I thought that he could be a little bit harder on pucks. I thought he could be a little bit more urgent in his game. But he did a nice job on skating away from pressure, makes a beautiful pass over Regenda, who gets his first goal of the year. I've liked Pavel Regenda. I liked it at his training camp with the Sharks. I loved his game yesterday and really liked it today.
And he's finally rewarded his first of the season. Biestead with the lone assist, and the Barracuda hold on for a 4-2 win. Gabe Carrier outstanding tonight.
Yeah.
He picks up his first win of the season, turns aside 27 of the 29 shots he faced. On the other side, Phoenix Copley suffers a loss, and for Copley, his record drops to 1-2 rather on the season. He allows 4 goals on 30 San Jose shots. With the win, the Barracuda pick up their third victory of the year, up to 6 points. They are now 3-5 on the season. Ontario drops to 5-3-1 on the year. They are sitting at 11 points. These teams will run it back on Tuesday down in Ontario at the Toyota Arena for the third straight matchup between these two clubs. That'll be the rubber match. Ontario winning last night, Barracuda winning tonight. We'll see who gets the edge on Tuesday. Final shots 30-29 in favor of San Jose. Each team potted a power play goal. Barracuda go 1-for-2. Reign go 1-for-3. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is Jack Thompson. He opened up the scoring. Thompson picks up the goal. His first of the season, a +3 rating and 2 shots on net for Thompson. The number two star, Zach Ostapchuk, had the shorthanded goal early in the game. He was a +1 tonight, 2 shots on net. And the number one star, Quinton Musty, his goal turns out to be the game winner, his second of the season. Musty, a goal, 1 shot on net. He is the number one star as the Barracuda pick up 2 big, big points to open up the month of November and now embark on 5 straight on the road. How do you roll this into multiple performances like this?
Well, we talked about learning from your victories and learning from your defeats. On this victory, it's a pretty straightforward look, right? They got pucks deep, and I know I'm being repetitive, but this is the way the game is played. They got pucks deep. They checked very well. They got pucks and people to the net. They were solid, and like you said, when that second goal was scored to make you 3-2 by the Ontario Reign, they didn't break. They didn't bend even. They were solid. They were they being the Barracuda, they took a breath, and they got back to their game. So you got to give them a ton of credit for that. So, again, you're always looking for that duplicate after you win. Can you do it again? Well, that's the mark of a good team. You keep doing it, and that consistency, that identity keeps coming to the forefront game after game.
What's something that you say all the time? Hockey, a simple game, complicated by many.
Yeah, not my saying. David Quinn's, it was Jackie Parker, the great BU coach who David Quinn played for and coached with. He passed it down to David, and I stole it from David.
The fact you're able to reiterate it and follow it up, I mean, you remember all these incredible little sayings that they're very applicable, especially in a game like this. Barracuda finding their game, and it was a simple approach. They'll look to stay on track on Tuesday. Again, we're on the air at 7 o'clock with Puck Drop, 6:30 pregame, Cuda Countdown, and you can listen live at sgbarracuda.com/listen. You can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Tonight's game length, 2 hours, 24 minutes, 2,946 saw it for Day of the Dead Night. Again, the winning goaltender, Carrier. The losing goaltender is Phoenix Copley. That does it for our broadcast coverage. Barracuda win this one by a score of 4-2 for the great Drummond. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from Tech CU Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.